ということは、体中に張り巡らされた知覚神経ですね、痛みを感じるとか、そういう知覚神経に対してどういう影響を及ぼすかということについては、確かに病気を治す、皮膚病を治したり痛みを取ったりする力はあるんですが、何のためにそういうように効くかということについては、これからの研究に待つわけなんです。
When a person has an advanced skin condition, when they have psoriasis, when they have eczema or any type of irritation, then let the urine sit for 3 days and apply all the urine on the skin.
It's very possible that as soon as the urine leaves the body, it's very rapidly susceptible to creation of growth and things of that sort. So using it at a later date and using it topically on compromised skin could lead to both topical infections as well as possibly even systemic infections.
We associate often the taste and smell of urine with what we have smelled somewhere on a public toilet, and that's old urine. And in old urine, ammonia develops and that stinks. But in fresh, completely fresh urine, there's no ammonia, and it actually usually doesn't taste as bad as people think.
Urine inside the body is sterile, but left outside the body for some period of time becomes a growth medium for bacteria. And one of the most nutritious substances in the urine, from the microorganism point of view, is urea. They use urea as a source of energy. They break down that urea, and when urea is broken down, it breaks down to ammonia.
Urea, or also carbamide, which it's also known as, is urine. And it's got some tremendous benefits to the body.
This is an example of urea, and this is an FCC grade, which is a food grade urea, so this would be acceptable for human consumption. Looks like a little crystal.
The urea that's in most skincare products is actually synthesized. It's called carbamide, and that material is put into lotions, ointments, gels, creams to condition skin and to improve the ability of the skin to retain moisture.
If you go to some of the higher end retail stores, you'll find that all of their high end cosmetics have urea in them. And that's because urea binds with hydrogen and traps moisture under the horny layer of the skin. And it is the only thing that'll do that. So as a humectant, it's excellent.
There is an aspect of skincare that is moisturization, of which urea does that by helping the skin cells bind together and do their job. But then in higher concentrations, in exfoliation, to get the dead skin cells off, urea, glycolic acid, then functions as an exfoliant. So depending on its concentration, urea, much like alpha hydroxy acids, have two functions in skincare depending on what you want them to do.
The moisturization of the skin comes from underneath, not from on top. So it's our aim is to get a product that goes through the skin into the deep levels and then brings it forward moisturizing. And the urea products produced under Carmol name do exactly that.
If you have compromised or damaged skin, your body actually goes about enzymatically trying to repair that damage. And with urea, it actually comes in and can function as a bacteriostatic material, well-known bacteriostatic property. It's been used in wound debridement agents for a number of years, prescription and non-prescription.
Try to sell a 10% urea product or a 5% urea product that does pretty much the same thing as alpha hydroxy acids, and it's just, it loses all its allure to a consumer looking to make their skin look better. You want me to use what on my skin?
Just by the low viscosity nature of urine, you're talking, it's going to be all over the place. I mean, it's very hard unless you have a gauze or some way to keep it in contact with the area that you need to really get the job done.
The urea that we use in our products are chemicals that are prepared at a factory and then shipped to us in bulk, and then we put it together with moisturizers. It is not from naturally occurring urine, which it could be because of the inability to get standardized material.
Urea has been used to treat cancer, high blood pressure, asthma, you name it. Every known disease has been treated with urea.
I have a nasty case of shingles right around my side, and I was freaked out. I took a cup, I filled it up, what I found out later was about 7 ounces of urine. And I looked at it, and I said, this is the craziest thing I've ever done. and I just banged it all down, just like a beer. And it surprised me. All it tasted was like warm seawater. And I said, this isn't so bad. I expected to be dead in 15 minutes. Well, in 15 minutes, I had this nice rise in energy. And the next day, a cold I had developed was gone. The pain had subsided somewhat, didn't totally go away. 2 days later, the pain was down a good 75%. And I says, hey, I'm onto something. This is interesting. 3 days later, it was totally gone.
It's not dose sensitive. So some people feel, oh, I have to drink the more the better. It's not true. You can drink a couple of ounces a day.
You can recycle all the urine produced by the body on a daily basis, and nothing will happen.
But when you begin to take the urine therapy initially, you'll have a reaction. Maybe for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, depending on your body. Because at the beginning, there's a cleansing that goes on in your body. And a lot of people suffer headaches, others have diarrhea, others get kind of dizzy. Depending on the type of sickness that you have, the illness that you have, the cleansing goes on for several months.
I'm a singer and I do a lot of cabaret, nightclub, and I detest it because I don't believe in drinking, smoking, all that sort of thing. But so many times when I leave the club, I mean, I'm so full of cigarette smoke, my clothes, my insides, I just feel it in my eyes. I can hardly breathe, it's like wheezing. I get home, I drink my urine, and it's gone. I can't begin to tell you the energy that I got, the glow that I got. I had my 45th birthday last week.
I had had some athlete's feet. That had, you know, had gone away after I started drinking the urine. It took about a month and a half. And I remember when I had it, I thought, oh, well, this is it. I'm going to have athlete's feet for the rest of my life because my father had it, my older brother had it. But I don't have it anymore. I haven't had it in over six years.
There are people who are on nicotine that have started urine therapy and alcoholics that have gotten off of the alcohol and nicotine from drinking their urine. We seem to be attracted to things that we're allergic to. So when you inject the urine back into the body, these allergic reactions that the body has been going through with all these substances that we put in them gets handled, and then the desire leaves.
One of the effects of urine is that it seems to initiate an appetite or maintain an appetite. We now know that there's a compound in urine called phenylacetylglycine that is being touted as the component that is responsible for stimulating the appetite centrally, that is in the brain.
There are quite a lot of ways you can use urine therapy internally. That starts by drinking, just from homeopathic and a few drops, up till drinking all of it. Then you can also use it as drops.